everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Well, cattle producers, we want to remind you as we come down to the end of the year, just two more sales planned for 2017 here at Superior Video Livestock Auction. Our next offering will be on the 30th of November, a regular video auction, and then also a Superior Select Replacement female sale live from Fort Worth, Texas. That'll be seen on Dish Network Satellite 232, as well as on SuperiorClickToBid.com. The final sale of 2017 from Superior Livestock will be December 14th. The first sale of the new year will be the Bell Ringer 2018 sale, January 10th and 11th. For more information on all these sales, as well as the regular country page countdown available on our website, you can call at the Fort Worth office at 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com for details as well. Remember, folks, at Superior Video Livestock, we bring the market to you.
All right, welcome back. Sharp losses in cattle futures were offset today by similar gains in nearby lean hog futures late today. Corn prices higher today in light trade. The Dow Jones 87 points higher, while NASDAQ is up 2 points. In live cattle, futures saw triple-digit losses as traders focused on increased market activity following the weekend. The shifts in the cattle on feed report have sparked most of the bearish market news, but the recent lack of stability continues to draw trade activity back to the complex. Cash cattle activity remained quiet with very little interest expected from either side early in the week. The holiday weekend ahead will likely keep traders actively focused on getting business done by Wednesday, although at this point, bids and asking prices remain undeveloped. In feeder cattle, triple-digit losses were evident in all markets today, the most aggressive selling pressure seen in spring 2018 contract months, with overall trade activity developing throughout the complex. All but January futures have fallen below $150 per hundredweight throughout the day, which will continue to pressure the market throughout the holiday week. Grain futures were lower today, paced by selling in soybeans and wheat following Friday's rally. Crops weren't alone because outside markets had a nervous tone too, after German Chancellor Angela Merkel apparently failed to put together a coalition government over the weekend while Brexit talks continue to drag on. Corn prices were a little lower after they failed to take out last week's highs. Futures are headed into the holiday shortened week that could potentially produce volatile trade if they try to confirm a cycle bottom after moving off of new contract lows from last week. Soybeans tried to firm off of overnight lows from losses in Asian trade. Soybean oil futures led the market lower after India raised import taxes on vegetable oils to support its local farmers. And wheat prices were lower today with weaker trade in Asia giving way to more selling. Large global supplies continued to limit back rallies to short covering amid more questions about Egyptian imports after the government there challenged a court running that upheld a controversial zero tolerance on ergot. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.